Now, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, brought to you by Boston Connect Real Estate Services. Connect with Sharon now at 781-837-4900 and online at bostonconnect.com. Now, here's Sharon McNamara.
And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. I sound sort of funny in my things. Is this button supposed to be green over here? Am I supposed to shut something off?
Nope, that's all set.
All right,
I'm
good.
Your headphones.
Yeah, maybe it's my headphones. I'm not used to. Oh, I have somebody else's headphones on. That's the story.
There you go.
So again, yeah, I always start in like this, right? Everybody knows you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Good morning to everybody. Happy Labor Day weekend. Hello, Cindy Ford.
Hello, Sharon McNamara. How are you today?
We're just doing fabulous. And we also have Mary Bakes here.
Oh, Mary Bakes, my nickname.
Yeah,
I love that.
Mary Baker is here with me today. So we also have Ryan. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning.
I'm so happy to have you and some of our conversations beforehand. They just want to get us going. Yeah, we won't share some of them, but they were funny. We're funny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going on Comedy Central. We're going on tour.
Mm-hmm. I have a good 10 minutes of you guys just like,
oh,
you know,
really?
Yeah.
We can air that at the end.
Sure.
We should do. Let's do at the end of the year. Do you think you could work on a bleeper show for me?
Oh, totally.
Oh, let's do that.
I've got a lot of material, Sharon.
That would be fun.
I bet that you do. I have a funny feeling that something from that last one might be popping up a little bit.
A few. Yeah.
A few things. But we actually, Ryan, you didn't hear last week's show, right, Sin?
No, I did not. I was
Mary, did you
know
any of it? All right. So I got to share this. I don't even know if our listeners thought that was funny, but I did get a couple things on Facebook and people were like making comments about it. But Ryan and I were, well, Ryan was, you were going through the archives of commercials, right?
Yeah, I was just looking at all the commercials that you kind of don't play, or, and I was wondering why you didn't play this one. You always tell me to play, you know, McNamara Plumbing and not the Splish Splash one. And I never really took into consideration why until last week.
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's hear it. Okay,
this is the best commercial.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath.
Need a new bathroom? Yeah, that's always nice. The best way to get one? Well, be married to a plumber. Or you can call my husband, Mark McNamara, because I am married to a plumber. You can contact Mark at 781-294-7100. He's a plumber who actually makes house calls.
Call Mark at McNamara Plumbing, 781-294-7100.
The party going on.
Now, Sharon, what is he?
My husband's a plumber. Did you hear it? The third time in, I'm like, my husband's a plumber.
And you know, your voice, was that like forever ago? Because your voice sounds very young, and all I can picture is you with the perm.
Hair
with the ponytail.
Yeah.
Coming out of the backhoe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you
remember that? When I was putting my driveway down. Yep.
And she had the backhoe. I don't know
whoever
with a little
gave
ponytail.
You the keys to a backhoe.
Oh, I did a lot better than Mark did.
She did.
I seriously did. I could drive that thing like no other.
Oh,
I remember.
Yeah.
I came home from work. I had my car in the driveway, and I had the headlights on so I could see what I was doing, and I drove that thing around like no other.
And all you
Nobody's
could see
business.
Was her ponytail, all curls in the back, bopping up and down.
All over the place.
Where'd the curls go?
The perm. Well, who does
perm?
It was like the 90s.
Does anyone do a perm anymore? I don't know.
No.
Well, I went to my prom, and he had a perm. He had a white tux on and a perm.
I'm sorry.
Did he have a mullet as well?
I'm sorry.
A mulleted perm?
Perm. All right. We're so
it's
off
Saturday
track.
Morning.
It isn't even funny. It's Saturday morning. It's Labor Day
weekend.
And it's beautiful out there. And I don't want anybody to get the impression that, you know, you can hear that we have a good time here week after week. And after some of the weeks that we have in the office and just what goes on in the office, it's really refreshing for me to come here at my WATD table and talk real estate and sort of laugh a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think it lets people see my personality and see that as much as I take this very seriously, mm-hmm. there is a side of me too that can laugh and joke and try to iron things out for people, because you know what, there's a lot of stress that goes on with this business, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially the topic we're talking about today, which is, Cindy, do you want to introduce what our topic today will be?
Signing a buyer's agency agreement. Very important.
Absolutely.
Very important topic.
Yes, and you do a really, really good job with that. You've been working with buyers for years. How long?
11 or 12.
11 or 12. That's a long time. Mm. Yeah, and you do a really good job. I've been saying that for years.
Mm-hmm.
So
thank you.
You've been my little sidekick for a long time. I mean,
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah. And you do, I mean, you work with your own buyers. You work with my buyers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, For me, one of the things, I'm a very strong listing agent, so yes. I have a lot of responsibilities with my listings and things like that. So when people are referred to me or when our WATD listeners come to us, then they get to work with me and Mary and my team, which is Cindy and Tracy Grady. So it works out well that there's four of us to take care of all the people who want our services, which is great. excuse me there. Sorry about that. That was sort of gross.
You haven't had enough coffee.
Yeah, no.
You might want to take a sip.
Yeah.
Wake yourself up. Just saying.
It's not that early. It's not the 8 o'clock show. It's the 10 o'clock show.
I'm but so glad I don't have to wake up. Holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, party too much last night?
Yeah. Well, we have going on. I mean, it is a weekend, but we are still working, right? Yep. Labor Day weekend. I mean, Everybody has a weekend off, which is a good time for them to be looking at houses. So we're going to be doing some open houses. The last 20 minutes of the show, we're actually going to dedicate to all of our listings that we have going on. I have a lot of exciting stuff to share with everybody, just with some new construction projects that are coming on that we just listed in our office. We're very excited about this partnership with Sealand Corp, Kevin Sealand. He does a wonderful, wonderful job with his construction. So he has asked me to list his properties and us to list his properties over on Washington Street in Pembroke in their condos. You saw them.
Beautiful.
What do you think?
Beautiful.
I want to move.
Me too.
Did you see the for sale sign in my house when you?
Yeah, I know. Right?
When you drove by?
They are beautiful. And it isn't that often that real estate agents will say, I could actually live here. Because we see so many houses. You know, like if you work in an ice cream shop, chances are you want chips. You don't want ice cream, right? Like you just don't want which. And we walk around so many houses that we sort of become numb to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
Every single one of us that went and looked at that, we were all like, wow, I could see myself living here.
Well, he does beautiful work. A lot of detail. Love detail.
His millwork is great. Mm-hmm. Just his finishes are fabulous. It's just everything. So this, I've been saying, it's when, what do you get when you have the south end, Beacon Hill mixed with the South Shore, you get Jefferson Square condominiums. So, and they're townhomes, which are beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I'm so excited about these houses.
I am too. I've never seen more curb appeal when you're walking into a condo in my life. And just that first impression. We're giving away too much, though.
Yeah,
this
I know.
Is the teaser. This
that's
is the teaser.
That's
we're
the
talking
teaser.
About.
Yeah. So, if you want to know more about that and how you can see the inside of those and who's going to be doing open houses there this weekend, just wait. We'll be talking more about that at the end. But for now, one other thing, too, a little housekeeping I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to say thank you so much to Tom and Patsy from Kingston. Yeah, they were so sweet. So, last week was Mark and I had our anniversary, 23 years, and they actually called some of our WATD listeners, husband and wife team, and they sang me a very nice song, happy anniversary song. So thank you very much,
nice.
Tom and Patsy.
Very
lucky.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It is very nice. I'm lucky here, you know? Mm. It's funny, because I have friends, right? I have Biffs, like Ryan.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. So we have a lot of great people around here. I mean, Rob and Lisa and everybody around here is great. So we're very fortunate to be here at WATD. I like to say that this is my kitchen table, and we are talking all about real estate. Buyer agency. What is a buyer's agent? Either one of you can answer.
I feel it. Okay, so you want me to go?
Okay.
So a buyer's agent is much like a seller's agent, except you're representing a buyer. So we help walk you through the process from start to end, kind of. I know you like to say your buyers are your baby cubs.
Yes.
Baby cubs, and
yes,
you're their mama
bear.
Yes, they
are my baby cubs.
So it's a very, it can be a very strenuous process. So I like to feel like we're here to help ease the, I don't want to say pain, but the stress that a new buyer can go through, especially a first-time home buyer.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of here to help you navigate that process and represent you and protect your interests and all
absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely. And we have our fiduciary responsibility is to our buyers. And when you were saying, you know, our first-time home buyers, that's definitely a big part of, you know, the people we'd love to work with. Cindy, you do a great job with the first-time home buyers as well. We're going to do a workshop at some point, too, in the office. So we'll start making plans for that. Cindy, want to put that in the calendar so we can start talking about that?
Oh, I have my calendar right
so
here.
We'll
I'm not Cindy, but
no, you're
so
not.
So we'll end up doing something.
I have
something.
My handy dandy.
Yeah. We'll do a first-time home buyer class. We'll just do a home buying class because one of the other demographics that we've been working with a lot is that downsizer, which, well, you don't call it a downer, we call it right sizing, and I say it every week. But more and more, even this week, I was with a couple, and it's so stressful. Do I sell my house first? Do I purchase another house? Do I get a loan to buy this before I put that on? There are so many moving parts to this whole situation. And I actually welled up a little bit with this one couple that we're working with. We're going to be putting their house on the market next week. And I look at these people as if they were my parents. And, you know, the sad thing about this is, you know, everybody does an analysis. So I did my analysis for them. Yeah. And my analysis came out less than some of the others. And, you know, they have a CAPE style house. So I used CAPES because that's what an appraiser is going to do, right? We compare CAPES to CAPES.
Apples to apples.
And the other comparisons, they were using antiques and colonials. So the price was coming out a lot higher. And I said to them, you know, I'm with you 100%. Like, they were going to hire us regardless. It was just coming out to the price because we rarely had a connection. And I said, I just tell you what these numbers are and what I see because that's what everybody else is going to see. But this is you planning your financial future.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to give you false hope or false expectations. And I think that that's an important part of helping somebody sell their house. But then also, we don't want our buyers to pay too much. So we do the same thing for them as well.
Correct. It's a huge part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely a huge part of it. Pricing. And even when we do, so when we have our buyers and we're going out with our buyers and they finally find the house and they're, you know, all excited, we have to kind of take a step back and say, okay, well, is this a good financial decision for them? And outweigh, is it just, you know, emotion? Are they buying on emotion?
Yep.
And we have to be that logical, that logical next step for them and provide them with comps and,
especially a different price range that they could be in. So we're working with a young couple, and unfortunately, they're in a market that a lot of other young couples want to be in a neighborhood where a lot of other people want to be in.
Yeah.
And they lost out on two offers, sadly, and one was because they had a home sale contingency, which is now gone. They've sold their house, and they're living with family, which is fantastic. Puts them in a better negotiating place. And then the other one they lost out on, and I think that the other buyer was just putting down a whole lot more money. So financially, it was tough. So, but when you lose out, like, you can feel that. And then there's the part of us that's like, well, maybe it wasn't meant to be. Like, the right one is going to be out there. But you have to sort of help them through all of those ups
emotions.
And downs of the whole process. So, and it does get frustrating. There isn't a whole lot of inventory out there. Yeah. So we've been saying that over and over. But we've been doing a ton of CMAs. I mean, we have so much coming on the market next week.
Which is great.
Yeah, which is crazy. So, Cindy, when you're... when you're working with your buyers and you do a lot of hand-holding yourself when you're working with buyers, you're very good at keying in specifically on what their needs are and maybe thinking a little bit outside of the box for them where they didn't think perhaps before. So why don't you tell me why you feel home buyers definitely should use a buyer's agent?
Well, they're, as Mary said before, they're dealing a lot with emotion. And so I'm trying to find out, okay, you know, why is it this area that you want to live in? Or, you know, I had a young couple that really needed family help. So they wanted to move back toward the city.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing in their price range I could put them in. It would be a very, very, very tiny house. So talked about their family, and in the family, the parents have lived in Quincy their entire life, graduated from North Quincy High School, but they are retired.
Yeah.
And they are living in an apartment. And my buyer works in North Quincy. So she's traveling from Carver to North Quincy. Her parents are living in North Quincy, and she has four children under the age of six that she's trying to find daycare for and pay for daycare because she doesn't want to get them out of the house so early. So we just couldn't find anything in the in the Quincy area, the Quincy Braintree area. So we, I just made a suggestion. Geez, what about something with an in-law?
Yeah.
And your parents could come down here. Now, I know that that's difficult when people live in one town or one place for their entire lives. And we looked at one property that had a great in-law. The in-law was about, I don't know, 1,600 square feet, which is huge.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't tiny. They had their complete own entrance, and we looked at that property. They ended up putting an offer in. They got that. The parents could get out of their apartment, which they really couldn't afford.
Yeah.
The rent was high in Quincy.
Oh, yeah.
And they're helping them out. The mother and father are now taking care of the children, which helps her with daycare costs.
Yep.
And they're at home. They're at home. Well, she works now several days a week out of her house and doesn't have to go into North Quincy, but it was a savings all around. And I've seen them post on Facebook, we closed in July, and they found their forever home, and they, they camp in the backyard, they have their tents for the kids set up in the backyard, and the parents are,
Well, they should really watch out for Fisher cats. I had one in my backyard.
Are they out this time? I feel like they're the fall.
No, they're all the time.
All the time?
All the time.
No, are you thinking of, like, Yogi Bear, like...
No, I just feel like they come in waves or seasons.
Where do they go? No,
I don't know.
Where do you live, Mira?
I live in the city. That's why. Here you go, guys.
Okay, there we go. So you're in Medford. You're never seeing a Fisher cat, and if you
see one in Arlington once.
Yeah, go the opposite way. Oh my gosh,
right. They're ugly.
They're awful. Yeah. They're awful. They're
sorry.
So it just sometimes I listen to their needs. I really try hard to find out what you really need to have and what your wants are, and I do try and get all of that or as much of that as I possibly can, and just it doesn't take me long because I do I pay attention.
And I think the communication aspect is huge through the process, whether you're working as a listing agent or a buyer's agent. That's what we say, and I think that we're really good at our communication. And for me, one of the things is I work with a lot of builders and developers. I try to take away as much aggravation from them so they can do their thing and then give them the important pieces, but they still want communication as well. But our single people who are living resale homes and things like that, they definitely want that, but our buyers want to know too. It isn't like, I love it when people will say, well, I'm working with somebody, she sends me some things through MLS, and I haven't seen her in, how many calls have we gotten? Actually this week we got a couple that, we tried getting in touch with our buyer's agent, but she's never around. She can't really show us houses. She just tells us to, jump over at the open house. Well, there might be times when we're saying, if you're not really sure that this is the area that you want to be in, if you don't want to set up an appointment during the week, we're going to be at an open house ourselves. We can meet you after the open house, or you can go to their open house,
Right.
Mm-hmm. You try your best to get them in there. I know you do marathons, though. You're like 15 houses with
a granola bar and water.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Some Gatorade.
Some
vitamins. You want some of my multivitamins? They're like gummy bears. I love them.
She had like 17 of them yesterday.
Yeah, those said, are her,
what are you eating?
Her
she
snaps.
Goes, vitamins. And I'm like, anyone ever overdose on vitamins?
I had two. They're like candy. 17.
She forgets to eat, and then she
eats gummy bear vitamins.
Rummages.
I know. You think I would be a lot thinner than this. Sheesh.
Well, that's a whole different show.
That's a different show.
With our wine. That's a whole different show.
Yeah, we want to do a night show.
We want to do a midnight.
Why doesn't Ed Perry hear me? I'm on a night
Ed
show.
Ed Perry, where are you?
We want to try a night show.
It would be.
He has a good time.
It would be incredible. It would be fabulous.
It would be fun. I mean, seriously, we can't have
we
more
have
fun than
so
we have
many
right here with Ryan
talk
on
about.
A Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, we would be pretty good. Yeah, it would be like Uda and Kathy Lee. Is that
or
her name?
Uda and Uda.
Uda is her name. Uda. I don't know what her name is. I'm not home to
Hoda.
Watch it.
Hoda. She could be from Boston.
Is this my
Hoda.
Age sewing showing? Because I have no idea
of
who Hoda.
You don't.
Is
I don't either.
Oh, thank you, Ryan.
Show. It's the today.
It's the yeah.
Oh, I'm Michael and Kelly.
That's nine. This is 11. They drink wine at 11 a.m.
They drink wine. Yes. So
you guys could drink wine at 10 a.m.
I watched that. I wasn't watching it. I was working, but I was listening to it. And the other morning, they had a real estate agent on.
Oh, great!
And they were having. Well, it could have been so much fun, but this real estate agent was not nearly as fabulous as I was. And I was thinking as I was in my office, Sharon needs to contact the Today Show.
Like,
we
how
need
do
to
we
get,
do
on
this?
The Today Show.
Let's get on the Today
because
Show.
They were talking about the market and the trend. And the woman was boring.
Yeah. No. Well, this can be a boring topic, but we don't make it boring.
No, it's
here.
Not boring
we
at all.
Not
and
here.
You're with Hoda.
Yeah.
Or
Hoda.
Yoda.
Yeah.
Hoda and Kathy Lee, who are drinking wine at 11 o'clock in the morning.
I think it's fabulous.
And they're making fun. It would have been a blast.
It would have been fun. I know.
It would have been fun.
So I thought should have been talking about buyer agency to sell.
But I can't drink. I couldn't drink wine in the morning because.
We can pretend.
I have one glass of wine. I'm like,
just the
out.
Ginger ale. Just
ginger
put the ginger ale.
I'll put ginger ale in there. All right. So we like get back on track. So you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, Cindy Ford, and Mary Baker, along with our wonderful producer, right? We got our producer, Ryan, in there helping us out. I know he wants us to go to a break. You want me to do it now?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Imperial Inspection Services, complete home inspection services, radon testing, featuring on-site results with electronic testing, lead paint inspection, Title V inspection, pest inspection, including FHA and VA. Call 7 days a week, 1-800-440-1141, or visit them on the web at imperialinspectionservices.com. With 28 years experience in two convenient locations, Braintree and Cape Cod, accepting credit cards for all services rendered. Imperial Inspection Services, 1-800-440-1141. 1-800-440-1141.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, along with Cindy Ford and Mary Baker. And if you don't know who we are, I'll tell you a little bit about us. You should know by now, but I'm going to tell you just in case you're just new to the area.
You should know.
I am Sharon McNamara. I am the proud broker owner and founder of Boston Connect Real Estate, which is located here on the South Shore. And we are, one of our sort of taglines is we're connecting home buyers and home sellers on the South Shore, and we're doing that from Boston all the way down to Cape Cod. We have 34 agents in the office. It's been a wonderful group of people that we have over there. The nice thing is we have agents who are in pockets all over, so it works out really nicely. So if you're looking for something on the 128 belt, we have someone in that area. We know, like, Cindy grew up in Braintree, so we have that area. I grew up in Dorchester, so we have that area, all the way up. So we have people in all different towns, and of course on the South Shore. We do everything Hingham, Norwell, Scituate, and Hanover, Marshfield. Yeah, so we're all over the place. We're doing good things. One of our mottos in the office also, too, is we have all positive affirmations all over the place.
Mm.
So our goal, and one of the things we do with the office, which I think all of our agents really are sort of molded by the same theory of, you know, not being motivated by transactions or how many things have we sold, our numbers or money. We're all motivated by helping people, which is, you know, probably sounds a little hokey, but it's actually true. So that's one of the things I'm so proud about our company for. Mary is a full-time real estate agent as well, but she's also the broker coordinator. So she is she's more than half of me, I would say. So so she does a lot of things in the office, you know, transaction coordinator type stuff. So you're in charge of all that, making sure that I'm on track.
Yes, absolutely.
We also have Madison, who was in a couple weeks ago. So Madison is our little marketing assistant.
And she does a fabulous job, Madison, if you're listening.
Yeah, she does. She does a great job. She actually was at the office doing all of our flyers this week.
Yeah.
So we have her doing that. And then Cindy, of course, is a full-time real estate agent servicing people all over. You recently just sold something down in Carver and Plymouth, and you've had a bunch of different things. You were in Rockland at one point, too, weren't you?
I'm still in Rockland, yes.
Yeah.
I'm working with someone in the Quincy area now.
Yeah.
And Canton.
Yeah.
The Canton area.
Yep. All over.
All over.
We are all over. So I myself, we're going to talk a little bit later, but I do a lot of new construction. So that's one of my
very exciting.
Yeah. So the two things that I'm loving in my life right now, I've been doing real estate for 15 years, is that I do really love working with that couple who is right-sizing from the big four-bedroom colonial and finding, you know, maybe they're going down to Oak Point. Like, I have a client we're putting their house on next week. They're going down to Oak Point. So I asked Larry and Meredith Hunt, of course, who lives there. They know the ins and outs of Oak Point like no other, by the way. So if you are thinking about going to Oak Point, please call Larry and Meredith Hunt. They are the best of the best. But they really know.
Well, they know it and they love it.
Yeah, and they live there.
Yeah.
They live there, so they really, truly know it. So if you are thinking about going to that area, please call Larry and Meredith. They are fabulous. So you can call me and I can connect you with them. I connected my clients with them because I know they do that great of a job. So what else? Oh, and we have some new construction stuff that just came on the market. So I'm really excited to share that with you as well. So we're talking about buyer agency. And so if you are a person who is considering buying a home and you don't know what the processes are, there are many, many processes. Just like when you're selling a house, it's funny because I bumped into one of our clients. I showed him actually that new construction project with the condos. And he said to me when he was around the house, he goes, you know, Sharon, I never really realized how much goes into what you do as a real estate agent.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, it made me feel really good. He goes, you know, there's always putting out fires of some sort. You know, did you get the commitment letter? Why isn't the commitment letter in? What's holding this up? What's holding that up? Why isn't this date going with that date? So there is a lot. But I think that our clients we don't really get them involved in the craziness of all that because of the people that we have helping us, our team that we have working with them. Mary, what do you think one of the biggest misnomers is for people who are like, first of all, I don't know what a buyer's agent is, and do I have to pay for one? Or what do you think people are thinking?
Well, from personal experience, and I know a lot of buyers feel as if, one, they don't know how we get paid. Well, how does a buyer's agent get paid?
Mm-hmm.
Which answer is we get paid from technically the listing side. So you aren't paying us a commission as a buyer.
Mm-hmm.
But buyers also feel like, okay, well, if I don't have a buyer's agent then,
mm-hmm.
I might get a better deal on the house because we can negotiate the commission,
which
9 times out of 10, the listing agent is unfortunately just going to take most of the commission in that scenario, unless, you know, maybe you could work something out, I suppose.
Yeah.
It very rarely happens. But in my experience, actually a friend of mine now, I like to say that we're very good friends now, and she became one of my buyers. That was actually her first question to me. She said, you know, I'm actually in the market and I'm shopping around. I'm looking in the North Shore, actually, Danvers area.
This is your Danvers one that you have under agreement.
Yep. In the Danvers area. And she sent me a message. She goes, I just wanted to pick your brain real quick because I'm talking to a lot of people. And they're telling me if I'm pursuing purchasing a house, I probably shouldn't use a buyer's agent and I can get a better deal on commission. And I go, well, you really need to give me a call because that is the complete and total opposite of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually had a sit-down meeting with her and her boyfriend. And I said, so tell me a little bit about what you know about the process of buying a house. And they stared at me dead in the eye and said nothing. And I said, well, you really need my help then.
You need a buyer's agent.
You absolutely need a buyer's agent, especially in a market like this. And I would like to say that now we are under agreement. We actually signed purchase and sale last week. And everything has gone quite smoothly. So I would like to say that they're very happy with how the process has gone and the services that
we've... Have they been surprised?
They have, actually. So it's been back and forth, and they didn't realize how much... Because they started seeing all the messages CC'd with the attorneys and going back and forth with negotiations, the home inspection negotiating the purchase and sales agreement,
mm-hmm.
the offer. They go, and I was actually on vacation when I was negotiating their offer. And they go, oh, well, what are you doing? I go, well, my job doesn't stop.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop just because we go away. So I think they've really come around and appreciated and can see how intricate this process can really get.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a big one. Buyers don't necessarily feel like they can pay a commission because they think they are paying us one, which they aren't. And they feel like they can take it upon themselves to negotiate mm-hmm. this process for themselves when they don't really... Zillow and Trulia and all the internet sites really don't do a good job educating you on the process, yeah. just providing you with
blogs.
No. Yeah, blogs. Exactly.
Blogs don't help. And I recently, as a listing agent, am working on one of our properties, and the person that's helping his brother, so he's a licensed real estate agent, but he's an appraiser by trade. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the home inspection. So he had until he, first of all, we give 10 days for the home inspection. We go through this whole process with you. We're going to try to get some of that into what the process is. And he had the home inspection, and then I called him the next day and I said, well, are you going forward? And he's like, well, there's a couple things that they're thinking about. And I said, okay, will you be sending me over an extension? And he goes, an extension for what? I said, well, because you put on your offer to purchase that if you weren't going forward, you were going to let me and the seller know by today in writing. And he's like, well, we're talking about it now. Why isn't that good enough? I go, because it isn't good enough. We need it in writing. One, and he goes, well, what do you mean? I go, well, we have three choices. One, we go forward and you have no problems. Two, you're not going forward because you have problems and you don't think that you'd want to buy the house. Or three, we need an extension for you to have time to think that through. He's like, well, where do I get one of those? I'm like, you should have some in your office.
You should have a buyer's agent.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, and that's the thing. It's people are helping their brother. They're helping people. They're saving on commission, and I get it. But you could be losing thousands and thousands of dollars by making little mistakes. And one of the things is we're trained negotiators. That's one of the things I love to do the best, by the way, is I love to do the negotiating. And we're saving people money when they're purchasing homes, because when you go directly to a listing agent, their fiduciary responsibility is to the seller. Right. They can represent you as a buyer's agent. That's what we call dual agency. So you have to be comfortable with that. Or they can just represent you as a facilitator, which just means they're opening the door, showing you the house. You want to put an offer in, here we go. But you don't know what you're getting into. So if you're not savvy enough, I don't suggest it. So yes, we do not charge to do that. We don't have a retainer. We don't do anything. But we do ask that you sign a buyer agency agreement. So why don't you tell people what's in the buyer agency agreement, Sen?
What's in the agreement?
Yeah, what's in the agreement? Some of the different things that you're filling in for the agreement, like terms and stuff.
So I generally, when I'm working with a buyer, and it kills me, but I generally put in 6 months, and mm-hmm. I hope to complete it within 30 to 45 days. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
so 6 months for me is a long time. Mm-hmm. So I put in 6 months, depending on the season, though, too. Sometimes if I'm doing something in the fall and they want to continue working through, I'll do a year.
A year.
Mm-hmm. I do a year, no problem. I definitely do that on the listing side and hope that I sell it much quicker. And then it does have I go over it with them, and it has a couple of spots where, you know, am I asking for a retainer or am I asking for a monetary fee? I'm not. And then it's in the part where it asks how I'm going to receive compensation, it's through MLS. I put mm-hmm. whatever's listed in MLS, and that's what my compensation is. I do not ask for a retainer. I think that some agents may. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't, because mm-hmm. I know that they generally don't have it, and I do work with a lot of first-time home buyers.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is we can't talk about percentages, but we can talk apples and oranges, just for the listeners to know. It's part of our code of ethics and laws that we can't talk about percentages, numbers, but we can say apples and oranges. So if a buyer is, if you're working as a buyer's agent, you go into MLS. On the bottom of the sheet, it says the buyer's agent will receive 2 apples for the sale of this property. Some buyer's agents say, I want 3 apples. So some buyer's agents will say to you, so this is something to really consider if you're hiring a buyer's agent and it isn't myself, Cindy, or Mary, that you say, they make sure, because some will say, I expect, if the seller is only offering you 2 apples, I'm expecting 3 apples. So I will expect that you, Mr. Buyer, will pay me 1 apple after this is all done, even though the seller is giving me 2 apples. So make sure that you're aware of that, because all of us sitting at the table, we don't even look. I don't even know.
I would never do that. I have no idea what I'm getting. It's not about that.
No idea. I went to a closing last week, and the attorney asked me a question about the compensation, and I was like, as a listing agent, I have no idea. I really have to look it up. Like, I really don't know, because we're not motivated by that part of it. But I was like, I know my client is really happy. We took a really fun picture for this whole time.
Right.
You know, so.
Right.
So I think that that is one of the bigger, bigger things in that contract that people should be looking at is obviously term. And basically what it says is, I am going to dedicate myself to you. I am going to be loyal to you. We're expecting the same in return. Because you will get into situations where you may go to another area and an agent will be doing an open house or something like that. And maybe they're not concerned if you have a buyer agency agreement, or maybe you don't fully understand it. So they're they're misunderstanding you that you're not working with somebody. Mm-hmm. So there are two forms that you would fill out. One is the agency disclosure, and one is the agency agreement, the buyer agency right. agreement. But you know, you can get into situations where people are like, you know, you're better off working with an agent in this area because we'll be able to get you a house where your other agent from another area won't be able to get you a house. That's not true.
That is not true.
And agents shouldn't be saying those things to people out there who I feel as if that's taking advantage of somebody's emotions when they're going through a lot anyways.
Yes.
So.
And even though you do educate through the entire process, it's huge for them. This is the most money that you'll ever spend in your entire life. So they don't, it's the repetitiveness that they start to understand. But it's an emotional thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they could go to an open house and they love it. And you know how they deal with their, I want to put an offer in. The agent that's doing the open house could say, well, I could put the offer in for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You think, oh, isn't that nice of them to do
that
for
nice
me? Isn't that nice of her? Because I know my agent's doing another open house, but they don't really know what that means. If you don't have a buyer's agency agreement and you've been working with this person for 4 months and that agent decides at the open house or says, hold on for a few minutes after the open house and I'd be more than happy to write that up for you, they think they're doing a nice thing. You've just lost all the time and effort that you've put in.
Yeah, and I mentioned this on the radio. Mary and I had an older couple. We actually ended up talking with the attorney through a lot of it.
Very much.
A lot of it, because I was sort of concerned about, are they really understanding? Do they realize that we are selling their house and they are purchasing another one? And they knew of a place where they wanted to be. It was a condominium in Hingham. And they knew where they wanted to be. And they knew the woman who owned it. They went directly to her, and she's like, yep, we can do this, you know, without any agent. Lo and behold, they called us to ask us a question. They called Mary.
Yeah.
And Mary's like, well, where are you? She's like, oh, I'm at the real estate agent's office. They said I had to come here with them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well.
completely taken aback. And
they had no idea.
They didn't know what they were doing. What they had signed. What they had waived.
They bought a house. They ended up signing a document that said that they would buy that house without selling their house, without a home sale contingency. They had the money to pay for it, so they were then stuck. The other agent that wrote it up, the home inspection was waived.
Full price.
Because these are the things that the agent told them they had to do in order to get that house. So that's what makes me, when I tell you, when I well up, when I'm in front of these older couples, I think of these people as my parents. And I don't want anybody taking advantage of them.
On the same token, I think of the first-time homebuyers as my daughter.
Yeah.
And I don't want anyone taking advantage of them.
Exactly. Well, you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, as well as Mary Baker. And we also have Rye, who is managing all of the buttons back there. And he keeps on giving me this sign. I don't think he's breaking bread back there. I don't know. What are you doing? He wants me to take a break. So we'll be right back.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing, fully insured, 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
The next time you see a football field on TV, a wide shot where you can see the whole field and everyone looks tiny, remember that the clean team professionally cleans as much carpet and upholstery in 1 year to cover that field 20 times over. That's a lot of cleaning. And the clean team does all of their cleaning around the South Shore and the Cape. The Clean Team has been in business for over 30 years, and aside from having a great reputation, they've earned plenty of certifications in the cleaning and restoration of fabrics.
I'm Jennifer, co-owner of the Clean Team. My husband Matt and I have spent many years tackling every type of residential and commercial cleaning job you could possibly think of. It's not just carpets and upholstery. We clean oriental rugs, leather, tile, stone, as well as grout cleaning and sealing. We want to help you make your home clean and inviting.
So the next time you watch two football teams make a big mess, think of the Clean Team, covering the South Shore for over 30 years. Online at thecleanteam.net.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. 50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, now 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate, located here on the South Shore. I am here along with some of my besties. You're all my besties now. Yep. My besties. You're like my daughter.
I know.
I feel, yeah. That makes me feel good, though, because I have empty nest syndrome. So
you'll never get rid of me, Sharon.
No, I'm sure.
I won't leave you for Vermont or Italy. I promise.
I know. We have Cindy Ford, who is a full-time real estate agent. We like to call ourselves sales and marketing advisors at Boston Connect Real Estate, and of course Mary Baker, who is my everything for you.
Oh,
the
Mark
world
should be jealous
for you, the world.
Today's my anniversary.
How many years?
I got that on LinkedIn.
How many
what
years
is it?
Three years. You've been with me 3 years. Boy, you've learned a lot.
Here I thought it was so much longer.
Yeah, I know. Me too. You've learned a lot.
I have.
So, again, Mary Baker, who is she's the broker coordinator for the office, so she knows everything that's going on. She doesn't really do much with the office. She's working more hand-in-hand with me. And, of course, we have people at the office. We should have Kristen and Kate on here with us one day.
Oh, they would be hilarious.
Yeah, so we have Kristen and Kate.
We should have an admin day.
Yeah, we should. Let's do that. Okay. There is an admin day. Oh, I get them flowers all the time.
Come in here and do the flowers. And
that's what we'll do.
Have a nice little radio show.
So we have Kristen Dorsey and Kate Sullivan, who answer the phones is one of their duties there, but it's the reason why we have them answer phones. They're not real estate agents selling. They have licenses. Kate does. And they're actually there just sort of to be the liaison between us and our clients because we want more of that personal touch. They know everything that's going on. I pulled Kristen out the other day, made her go look at our new construction. So when people call, she's very well aware of what the product is. So they do a wonderful job helping me, helping Mary, helping the agents. They really do. They run that office
like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, they're taking
they
care of it all.
They are fabulous.
Yeah, I know. They do good. So we have a book, though. It's like, in case everybody here dies, this is what
this
you
is
do.
This is what Sharon
and
does.
I think it actually says that.
No,
it does.
In
case I die book.
So we each should make one.
We should have one. But anyways, so we're talking again about the importance of having a buyer's agent. We've been talking a lot in the past few weeks about listing, being a listing agent. I personally am a very strong listing agent. I love just the marketing, the advertising, the promoting, getting into the internet, taking all of these extra courses and classes to try to make and try new things with my listings. I mean, that's what you have to do. And really knowing what your demographic is and taking webinars. I stayed home a couple days last week and I watched, I think, 3 webinars, you know, just to see. You know, multi-generational marketing is really fascinating to me. So how you can sort of entertain and get into the heads of certain people. So I'm also going to be doing a big collaboration, actually, I should mention this, with Cambridge Bank, and that is our South Shore Bank. So that's who I do my banking with on a normal basis. And with New England Title, with Marty Moran, who he's taking care of that whole process of that. And what we're doing is we just sent out postcards. I want to say we maybe sent out like 4,000, 5,000 postcards to the Boston area for people who are renting and thinking about coming to the South Shore. So we're doing a big collaboration together. So I am very excited to be working in conjunction with Cambridge Bank and New England Title. And if you want to check out our website, you can go to meetyourhometeam.com. I came up with that.
You're great at
meet
the
your home team.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, well, I have 365 of them. Meetyourhometeam.com.
I'm surprised you don't have more people knocking down your door to buy those from you.
Yeah, well, we did a whole thing on the bases, and these are the three, you know, the bases. And we have hats, like where do you want to hang your hat? So the postcard is coming out. No one around here will get the postcard, but you'll be able to see that online. So meetyourhometeam.com, so you can get in touch with all of us to help you. So me to help you find a house, well, us to help you find a house. That's me, Cindy, Mary, to find you a house, and Tracy Grady. And then we would also have South Shore Bank, which is Cambridge Bank, helping you get a mortgage. And then we have New England Title, who is taking care of all of the things that the attorneys do over there at New England Title. So you would be in good hands. MeetMyHomeTeam.com. You can also listen to all of our radio shows on the podcast. I notice I've been saying this every week, and we're getting more and more people tuning in. The podcast is Talk Real Estate Radio. So just get the podcast app on your phone, and it's Talk Real Estate Radio. And you can also go to talkrealestateradio.com. Okay, that was a lot. All right, back to what we were talking about, buyer agency. What do you feel some of the other benefits are? Cindy, why don't you talk about that?
Well, just, again, the whole process, keeping a lot of the background things that you have to go through with the lenders, and educating them. I educate them throughout the entire process over and over and over again, because they can only take things, you know, in the bits and pieces that we're going through at that time, the dates that are important, what a commitment letter is from the bank, you know, that the bank is committed to giving you this money, but we need to know that by a certain date in order to, you know, close on in the right time. That means you have to apply for a mortgage when you're going to apply for that. So you have a certain time frame. You have a certain time frame for your inspections, for your purchase and sale agreement. And then there's the, you know, negotiating after, potentially after the inspection. And all of those dates, and making sure that all the, you know, the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. And it's just a continual education process, because they don't know what they don't know.
Exactly.
And they don't know.
And our job is why we're so super focused on all of those things and a little obsessive compulsive, right, Mary, with dates?
Absolutely.
Is because we don't want to lose your deposit.
Right.
So that's why these dates are so important. And that's like the example I gave before the break with that other person. He's a great guy, by the way. I mean, I'm not saying anything about him in that capacity. It's just like he doesn't know either. And I was like, well, if you don't give me an extension, then your client's $1,000 deposit is at risk. And he was like, oh, I didn't realize that. Well, that's just the deposit money. Now when you get to a purchase and sales agreement and you're putting potentially 5% down, 3% down, you know, that's a lot of money. We could be talking $10,000 to $20,000 to $30,000 that is at risk if you don't follow these dates and these guidelines. That's why, you know, it's so funny when people are like, oh my gosh, she's so obsessive compulsive. And I laugh and I'm like, yep, I'm OCD, self-proclaimed and non-medicated, but it's important stuff. And I've told the story. I lost $13,000 when I was engaged and had no place to go. And I ended up living with my in-laws. As much as I love them to pieces, you know, no one wants to do that after they come home from Aruba for a week. You know what I mean? On their honeymoon.
And you weren't working with an agent. Because you didn't know.
I didn't know.
Because you don't know what you don't know. And you were young.
I was 24 years old.
I know. And which, you know, you think, oh. But Mary, can you imagine that happening to you?
Oh, I'd be absolutely devastated.
Yeah.
Absolutely devastated.
At your age, because, you know, before you came into this business, you didn't, I think everyone thinks, oh, I can sell real estate. I can do this. Mm-hmm. I'm really good at that. It's a lot. There's a lot of detail that goes into this if you're really good at what you do.
Yes, absolutely. And that is the thing that you have to, there is a lot that goes into it. It does not have to be cumbersome, and it does not have to be overwhelming, and that's why we're there to help you through the process.
Right.
Well, I think part of the process for us when we're keeping track of all of those dates, and you might think that maybe, okay, well, I can, it's just a couple of dates if you know anything about real estate. But then it comes down to it, and your life takes over. Oh, this is our life.
If you have to have a Title
V. That's a good point. That's a good point, Mary.
Your job takes over. And you know I have a lot of friends right now, a lot of first-time home buyers who have multiple jobs. And so they're running all the time. And it's they don't know when anything's supposed to mm-hmm. be happening, despite how many times we've sent out reminders. And this is our life. This is what we do. This mm-hmm. is we wake up and we breathe, eat, and sleep. Real estate, literally.
We do.
It is. It's really, I love it when people will say, do you do this full time? And I'm like, ooh, boy.
See, I wish it was only full time. That's what I say.
The black bags under my eyes indicates that this is well more than 40 hours a week.
So. I know. I mean, I get up at 4:45. The first thing I do when I'm having my coffee is I go into what all my clients got for their listings. Mm-hmm. And I look myself and scour through them to see what I can potentially, on my own, either text them, email them, and say, hey, do you want to see this one? They're going to get that same information when they get up, which is whenever they get up, or they're not going to be able to look at it until, you know, 10 o'clock at night. But I send them something I think might be of interest so that we can get there, especially in this market where I've had so many clients mm-hmm. lose out. Even on the first day a listing came out last week, I went to see it, and I arrived at the property at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was already had an accepted offer. And she said, you can be the fourth backup offer if you want.
Yep. That's what's happening.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we just put a listing in down in Weymouth, and the first time around we had 10 offers.
Yeah, right? I think even more, actually.
Yeah, and then it ended up not coming together, but, you know, for whatever reasons. But that's the reason why we get back on the horse and we get back going on. And then after that, how many came in the second time?
Six, I believe.
Six more offers came in a week later. So we were able to get that all taken care of. When we're thinking about buying a house, how do you help your clients get realistic? Because I think that one of the problems, not problems, but one of the things that happens a lot with buyers is you hear information and advice from so many people. What is your advice to buyers who are hearing it from everybody, whether a first-time home buyer or you're buying for the second time and you haven't done it in 25 years?
A little bit of knowledge can be dangerous. Mm. And stop watching some of those shows on HGTV because it really is not reality,
mm-hmm.
as much as you want to think that it's reality TV. So again, I have to start educating. And I understand that maybe their mom or their dad or their sister or their brother who bought a house are trying to give them advice, but I try and go back to educating them on the reality of the process. And before we put an offer in, you know, this is what I do. I go home and I look at comps to mm-hmm. see if that's, you know, a good price or, you know, what they should be going in for and what they, you know, it's just so involved. I lost my train of thought.
You were going on and on on there.
I lost my train of thought.
That's good.
It went right out of my head. And that happens to me.
And that happens.
Could I have another glass of wine?
Exactly.
Because it's like only what? It's like quarter up now?
I don't even remember
Kelly
what
the...
I don't remember what the...
Kathy or...
Oh, I'm Kathy Lee.
Yeah, she's definitely Kathy Lee sure. For sure. So, yes, it is important that you are, you know, aware of some of the obstacles that you can come across mm-hmm. during this process and just sort of be patient with the whole process because mm-hmm. things can happen. Whether, like I said, if this is your first time buying it or you haven't done it in several years, things are completely different. Some of the suggestions I always have is definitely have a real estate attorney reviewing your purchase and sales agreement. It's just something you have to do.
Incredibly important.
It's so important. We have the best of the best attorneys that come onto the show with us. And, you know, we have outside sources as well that people who haven't joined us, I'd love to have Jim Sweeney join us one time. Jim Sweeney and you have been working together for years.
Oh, God, probably, I'd say 10 now.
10 years?
Yeah, he's just, you know, I can text him or call him or email him. He's on vacation with his family or it's midnight on a Saturday or Sunday night. I have a question for my client. And he mm-hmm. answers me. And that is such a nice feeling. And, you know, we have issues with some, like I have a Title V that has to go in front of conservation. So we had to change the closing date, but we needed to get some things ironed out. And instead of me involving my clients, my buyers, we did all the work between the listing agent, the two attorneys, mm-hmm. and myself. And then once I had full understanding myself of why this had to go out another 30 days, then I could explain it to my clients and they didn't have to worry in between.
Interim. That's
and then
really
I had a full
good,
understanding,
yeah.
I explained it and they were like, oh, Cindy, that's great. Thank you so much. Yeah, October 9th is fine with us. We were supposed to close on September 18th.
Yeah.
But because they had to go before the board because they were abutting wetlands, you know, things happen.
And that's a really good approach to that because I think that that's really important.
It absolutely
there
is,
are things that go on in our office and our clients have no idea what is going on. And we're just making phone calls and getting things done. And that's one of the things, too, when we're talking about teams and putting people together, like a good team of people together. You know, that's, and I'm going to say Sam Horton, who is one of our full-time real estate agents at the office. I call him Samuelson. He is so great. Yeah, he is. He is adorable. He is. He came walking in the office the other day, and an agent from another company was dropping off a check. She goes, "The agents in my office do not look like that." I said, "I know. We just have the most handsome people in this office, and they're all good." That's why I call them my boys out in the back room there, you know. We have Sam Horton, Rich Rossi, and
Matt Mahoney.
Matt Mahoney.
Oh, he's cute.
Yeah. This is turning into a night show here, ladies.
Oh, no. And there's no why.
There's a theme. I think we need to have a night show, right?
Yeah, we have to have a night show. But no, but the boys, they do a great job, and they're funny. But Sam had said, we were talking about just this, you know, he had a situation come up with one of his, but he was able to take care of it. And he's like, my analogy to this whole process is I feel like I'm the quarterback, and the people that I put in place is my team. And I love having that team because I know and they know when I throw the ball, they know exactly where it's going, and I know they are going to catch it. So that is how we all are. You get this little niche of people that you're working with, and it just works well. I like to say we dance well together, you know. Oh. So, mm-hmm. you know, everybody who knows me and knows me well, I've been working with Andrew Montecombe from Lita Bank for years and years. There are times when I'm working with other agents because my loan officers, because my clients come to me with them. So there are some wonderful ones out there that we've
Absolutely.
Worked with.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's some great companies out there, but we're also aware of the bad ones. But you have a good relationship with Dan Mann
of Fairway Mortgage.
Fairway Mortgage.
And he and Jim happens to be the attorney for their whole company.
Yep, Jim Sweeney.
He is just a joy
I love him.
To work with.
We worked with him one other time as well. I used him and referred him, and I can't tell you how good the reference back was on him. Because I said to her, I've never personally used him, but Cindy has. So I'd really like your professional opinion. And she gave him very, very good reviews. So he's in my little pocket of attorneys to go to as well. And Dan Mann, all of the people over at Fairway, they're wonderful.
Absolutely.
They're wonderful
people. I love them all.
So we just heard that doorbell, and we know what that means, right? So we're going to try to let everybody know where all the open houses are going to be this weekend. So if you want to go to some open houses, you can go to bostonconnect.com. Under the buyer tab, you can find all the open houses, not only for Boston Connect Real Estate, but for all the South Shore. If you can't make it to the open house this weekend because you're going to cookouts and all that, myself, Cindy, Mary, we would love the opportunity to take you on a one-on-one showing next week, help you through the whole process of buying a home. If you're selling a home, we can help you through the navigating both home buying and home selling process at the same time. Cindy, tomorrow you are going to be at Jefferson Square, our new construction condos.
From 9 to noon.
9 to noon.
So I could use a cup of coffee, black.
Perfect.
That
and that's 595 Washington Street. And
yes.
That's Jefferson Square Condominiums, townhouses. And that is where Beacon Hill is meeting the South Shore. You're going to love them. Where also
And then Linda will be hosting an open house as well on
Today,
Saturday, from 11 to 1.
11 to 1, so you can meet her as well. We'll also have a lot of open houses next weekend for new construction, so come visit us. Bye-bye.